everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Solve My World podcast. This is your host, Joseph Ward, and today we're going to do our Friday show, which is a little life hack or tip or trick to make your life a little better. Today's kind of a quick one, kind of fun. It is how to tie your shoes. Now, I know what you're thinking. I learned how to tie my shoes when I was in grade school or earlier. But, well, I guess the other question is, and why would this be so important? And the answer is, it's not really that important, but that's not the point of this. It's just kind of fun. And so, I don't know, probably about years ago, I came across an article that was talking about the fastest way to tie your shoes. And that kind of intrigued me because I always like to find out the fastest and best way to do different things. So I looked into it and discovered a whole world of different ways to tie your shoes, different ways to lace your shoes, and all sorts of crazy things. Now, I didn't care too much, so I mostly just looked at the fastest way to tie your shoe. And so I started using that method, and I have used it ever since. And believe me when I say that it is way faster. Like, when you go to tie your shoe normally, it probably takes, I don't know, 5 or 6 different steps. When you tie your shoe with this knot, it takes 2 steps. And if you use the lacing method that I'll tell you today, it takes just 1 step. Unfortunately, this is an audio podcast, so I can't show you an example, but I will leave some leave the links in the show notes so that you can go and look and see, because you kind of have to you have to see it to learn how to do it, obviously. So there's a couple different things when it comes to tying your shoes. Oh, and I guess I should back up and say the only solace I can get from sharing this with you guys is knowing that every time you tie your shoes, it can save just a couple seconds. And so over time, that might add up to whole minutes that you're saving for your life. So with that being said, so we've got a couple different things. We've got how to lace our shoes, and then we've got how to tie our shoes. And then also with the lacing, there's a couple different variations. So I'm going to start with lacing. So the key with finding a good way to lace your shoes is, for normal everyday wear, you just want it to evenly tighten all the way down. Now, I didn't realize, but when I started researching for the show, I found that there's a lot of different lacing techniques for different circumstances. Like, you can lace your shoe a certain way so that if you have a bad, If you lean too much, like if your foot leans too much to one side as you're walking, you can lace your shoe a certain way to kind of correct that. You can lace it a certain way if you do a lot of hiking so that it holds it more securely in place. And I don't know, there's just a bunch of different ways to tie your shoes for different circumstances. But what I'm talking about today is just simply for everyday use. So there's a couple methods that I kind of like, I never really cared too much about the lacing aspect until about a week ago when I was researching for the show. And so I've come up with two different lacing techniques that I'm testing out right now. So the one is called the over-under, also known as X marks the spot. And this one, you can see what it looks like because if you look at your laces, you'll just see an X, or maybe a couple X's, depending on how many holes you have going up the side of your shoe. And the way that this one works is you have both laces go underneath and then come up and around, and then the next in the next hole they go over. So it goes over and then under, then over, then under. And so what it ends up doing is doing an X on top and an X underneath, an X on top, X underneath. And what this makes it nice, because then you can really quickly reach down, grab the X's and pull them, and it just tightens your shoes. You can pull the X's all the way up and then tie your shoe, and it tightens really fast. And I think I'm kind of leaning towards this one a little bit so far, but the other interesting one I found is called the Double Helix. This one I think looks kind of cool because what you do is you have both of your laces come up on the same side and then go across and then underneath. And so it ends up looking like parallel stripes going one direction on the top and then parallel stripes going the other way on the bottom. I know it's hard to picture all this, but anyway, what this one supposedly does is it reduces friction so that when you pull on the top, it tightens everything fairly evenly. And so far, I haven't been able to try it out too much. It does seem like it tightens pretty good, but I kind of like the X marks the spot of the over-under where you can just pull the X's real quick just to make sure it's good and tight. But right now I've got one of my shoes laced one way and one of my shoes laced the other way, so we'll see which one I end up liking better. The problem is I don't tie my shoe very often anymore because I just slip them on most of the time. But I'll let you know in a year or two which one I like better. Okay, and then one other thing you can do with your lacing that is kind of kind of the key to making it go extra fast is you do what's called the Ukrainian style of lacing. Now, this isn't what people in Ukraine do or anything. It's just the guy who invented it lived in Ukraine, and so he decided to call it the Ukrainian method. And this method, you basically flip the way you lace your shoes upside down. So normally when you lace your shoes, you start with the middle of your shoelace down at the bottom, and then you lace all the way up, and then you have the two ends at the top. But what you do with the Ukrainian method is you start with your middle at the top, and then you lace all the way down, and then you tie knots at the bottom, and then cut off any extra you have. So then at the top, you just have two pre-made loops. Now, the other trick with this is you, before you start lacing down, you put one, what's called a starting knot, in your right at the top. The starting knot is just the first knot you tie when you go to tie your shoe, where you go, like left over right, and you tie that first knot before you do your loops. So with the Ukrainian method, you start with your lace in the middle at the top, and then as you come around the first time, you just tie a little starting knot, and then you lace all the way down. So when your shoe is untied, it should have a starting knot and two loops just hanging there. And so this makes it really nice because you never have to tie your starting knot because it's already there. So all you have to do is grab the two loops and tie the two loops together to get your shoes tied. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense, but you can look it up in the show notes. Okay, so now how to actually tie the knot. So when you're tying the knot, what you want it to be is fast and also secure. It doesn't really matter if you tie a really fast knot if it's just going to be coming undone all the time. So the fastest shoelace knot in the world is currently called, it's currently the Ian knot. And it's named after the inventor, Ian. And he actually has a whole website about shoelaces and shoe tying techniques and stuff that I came across when I was researching this show. That's pretty interesting. But the Ian knot is just really cool. So what you do is you tie your starting knot like normal, and then you loop the one shoelace over your right thumb so that it comes across your thumbnail. So up and over your thumbnail and then down the other side of your thumb, and then you pinch it with one of your fingers. And then the other side, you use your index finger and you come up and over the fingernail on your index finger and then down the pad of your index finger, and then you grab it with your thumb. So you basically, so if you look at it, the two shoelaces are creating kind of a half loop in opposite directions. So then this is the part that's magic. You take the two loops together, and then you stick the one loop inside the other and then switch fingers. So you let go of the one you're holding and grab onto the other loop and pull it through. And as you pull it, it tightens and then you're done. That's it. And so I know it's hard to explain, but if you look at the video, and it takes a second to kind of get the hang of it, but once you do, basically you just grab the two loops in the correct way, which I just do instinctively now. Grab the two loops, bring them together, grab the other ones and pull it. And that's it. One motion. So it's like, whoom, boom, whoom, boom, done. And it's pretty fun to show people. You're just like, hey, look, I'm going to tie my shoe. Boom, done. And then they're like, man, this person is so weird. At least that's what they do when I do it. So that's the Ian knot. And it's, so if you can see how if you pair this with the Ukrainian knot, it's extra quick because you've already got your starting knot built in. So you don't even have to tie your starting knot. You just grab the two loops, boom, and done. But I also noticed, so I've been using the Ian knot for years now. And I just, as I was researching for this show, I came across a new knot that he's come up with that's called the Secure Ian knot. So this is just, this is a new knot that he came up with that, it's kind of like double knotting. It just makes it a little bit more secure and it's still fairly fast. So what you do is you take the two loops, kind of like when some people tie their shoes, you know, they take the two loops and they usually call them the bunny ears, and then they just fold them over each other and pull it. And that's how they tie their shoe. So you're doing that method. So you take your two loops, you start folding them over each other. And so you go like right over left, but then as you pull the bottom one through, what you do is you take the right loop and the left loop and you just continue them and put them back through underneath. I can't think of a better way to explain that. And then you pull them both through. So basically it's kind of like the loops go around each other twice. And so it's not a double knot, because a double knot, you'd go through, pull it tight, and then do it again. In this case, you do it once, and then before you pull it tight, you just loop them both through the hole again, and then pull it tight. And it ends up making this really nice-looking knot that's pretty secure. You can still untie it just by pulling one of the side strings, but it's tighter than the other one. So if you want a little bit more of a secure tie, you can use that one. And I've tried it for a couple days, and I just did it four or five times, and I've already gotten to where I'm fairly fast at it, about as fast as tying my shoe the normal way. Not nearly as fast as the Ian knot yet, of course, but yeah, so now I've got these two different shoelace tying techniques. So one, if I want to just go fast and it doesn't have to be super secure, and then one, if I want my shoelaces to stay tight, then I can do the secure Ian knot. So I think that pretty much covers it. So my preferred method right now is to use the Ukrainian style lacing, where you basically flip the lacing upside down. And then I'm testing out the over under and double helix method on each one of my shoes to get the laces to tighten up real nice and evenly. And then I tie the Ian knot on the top or the secure Ian knot on the top. So far that I think that's the most efficient way to tie your shoes. And so if anyone else has a better way or an interesting way to tie your shoes, then let me know. It'd be kind of interesting to hear. But and if you have any questions, let me know. But I would check out Ian's website. It's let me see what his website is. It's Figgen.com, Figgen, Figgen.com, and he's just got all sorts of stuff about shoelaces and how to tie shoes and things like that. So, yeah, I think that's about it. So I hope you enjoy tying your shoe in the most efficient way, as I do. It's going to really change your life for the better, and Okay, it's not going to change your life for the better, but at least it's fun, and when you do it, you can feel like you're saving a couple seconds every time. And that's what this is all about, just saving a few seconds here and there to add up to whole minutes saved over your lifetime. So with that, I think I'll go ahead and end by saying that this has been another episode of the Solve My World podcast, helping you to find solutions to the different problems we have in the world and in our personal lives, and to save ourselves a little bit of time here and there. Talk to you guys next time.